May the Lord strengthen us all with his courage. May a spirit of supplication and the fire of God descend upon us to pray. And may God hear our prayers. Amen. Well, my family, it's been a while since I've shared a message with you. Mother Elizabeth is wonderful and taking so much pressure off of me, but I felt like I needed to bring this message to you. By the way, Father Ezekiel just saw meteors over the mid-Atlantic Ocean moving towards the East Coast. It's 9:40 p.m. Mountain Time, Sunday, October 17th. We pray that they don't hurt anyone. He has been in travail for our nation all day and all night. My dear ones, we are being cursed by several covens that have banded together against us. They gather on evenings and curse us from midnight to dawn, using sharp instruments to torture dolls that resemble members of the community and burning pictures of us while chanting incantations. The Holy Spirit has made us aware that they're trying to divide the community and kill Ezekiel. We have seen his agony when he is in pain, and the Lord is allowing it as an offering to pray for the conversion of these covens and also for the souls that will die without knowing the Lord. Please, dear ones, join us as Jesus and Mary are asking us to pray in tongues and pray for the souls who will perish in the coming geological events and war with China. I'm going to post another message about the possible order of events in the situation with China and the world. These poor witches, they are so filled with utter hatred. We are praying for them, but we also need your prayers. Please pray for Ezekiel and surround him with the holy fire of God and the blood of Jesus. If you see something in the spirit, speak directly to it and command it to stop or to leave, to be bound, Jesus of Nazareth's name, and cover him with the blood of Jesus and God's holy fire. The 21st, 22nd, and 23rd of this month are coming up, and the week before Halloween, when they try to impress Satan with all the evil they've done, plus arranging more curses to land afterwards. The 20th is also a full moon. This is a week to pray like never before. Millions of lives are at stake. America is at stake. Indeed, the whole world and its different cultures are at stake. But most of all, innocent souls are at stake. And just as a refresher, we need to pray for those who do not know the Lord and are not prepared to die. If we do this from the heart, faithfully, he will prepare them, and at the last moments they will be saved. We also were given a warning dream that someone was trying to force us off the mountain and had to run for our lives to another location. We knew that in the future God would move us during the tribulation, but in the dream, the timing was now, not after the rapture. Would you all please pray for God's mercy that it does not happen? We have had to deal with pride and disobedience in the community the Lord was not pleased with, and some errors in discernment on my side, as well as my pride, and that left an open door. So now all of us are looking into God's mirror to see our sins so that we may repent and close the door we've opened. So please pray with us and for us. Just as a refresher, we need to pray for those who do not know the Lord and are not ready to die. If we do this from the heart, faithfully, pray for them, he will prepare them. And at the last moment, they will be saved. The Lord and Saint Francis are very serious about our vow of poverty, and not everyone has been on the same page. Although we agree in conversation, some are holding back, thinking they know best. I would put myself in that category at times as well. Dear family, please pray for us to repent of the ways we have offended God, and that He would have mercy and not take the refuge away from us. This place is so very special and prayerful. Well, now the sharks are circling and want to completely destroy our community, which has held happily and steadily together with 12 people. And then we have 4 more living nearby who are going to go on a mission to establish heart dwellers there. So I am putting this message out and writing to others urgently to pray that we will come clean from the sins we've committed, especially pride and disobedience and presumption. And the Lord will continue to protect us here. The present owner will allow us to lease or buy the extra property we need. I'm going to put up a recent prophecy that was taken from another vessel and was confirmed by the Lord, along with some other supernatural confirmations we have had that we are very, very near the rapture. Lord, have you something to say? He began, "Unless the Lord builds the house, they who labor build in vain." There were a lot of mistakes made, Claire, and you are responsible for some of them. But certain people who were strong came here with their own agendas and overpowered your wishes. For this I am grieved. But if I see true repentance for their pride, I may allow them to stay with you. If not, they will desire to leave. Lord, is this you? Yes, my love, it is. I am stopping this right here and now. Some do not have the same vision, and they will be a constant irritation and threat to the community. They must go if there is not deep, and I do mean deep, heartfelt contrition and a change of heart. Respect has also been lacking. Some have despised your decisions secretly, but agreed to your face. I do not want this kind of soul here. There is so much more I wanted to do with all of you, but this disorder and pride has tied my hands. Lord, I have cried out to you today and gone to confession for all the sins I'm aware of. Am I forgiven? Jesus replied, "There are consequences, my love. There are consequences. I really wanted to see you work more on music, but I am very pleased that your heart was with the ones that needed you to be there for them. I am not taking community away from you, but I will soon take you to myself. As for the buildings and land, it is debatable. You are well known here. I would like to turn this around. Will you trust me? Give it to me. Give it all to me. An Abraham moment, if you will. Give it all to me and see what I will do. By the way, it is true you did things the way you had to, but I would have preferred the buildings closer together. Now you have an issue to arbitrate. But I am still God. I am still in control. And I'm using these events in a mighty way to exonerate you. There will be conversions in Penasco. Trust me. Now, about your behavior, my little bride, I would like to see more obedience executed more swiftly without complaint or suggestions and excuses from you. Claire, I am giving you the grace to obey, so just obey, okay? I know your weaknesses, but I am giving you strength you know nothing of, so that you can reach your destination successfully. How about it? Lord, my heart is shattered over the mess I've made. Shall we clean it together? I would love that, but I need your help to hear you when it doesn't suit me. That can be arranged. I don't want to be this way, but I give myself too much liberty. And here I'm talking a lot about food. This is true, and you are stronger than you want to believe. You could resist a little better for love of me. Time is very short. We're packing it up on Earth. Just wait and see what I will do. Do you trust me? Absolutely, Lord. Good. Then we are moving forward, leaving some things behind, things that never should have been here. And I'm not just talking about material things. I understand, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. We certainly will seek you with all our hearts and do our best to conform to your wishes. Please forgive us. You are forgiven.